Call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. A 45-14 loss at Michigan State. You guys certainly hung with them early and played hard. Just as if you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one, just give me your assessment.
We did play hard. We played with great energy. Our guys, worked real hard out there on the field. It was tough sailing pregame. We're stretching, they're stretching. I look to their side of the field, and it's Big Ten football team. I mean, they're huge. They can run. We held our own early, and we got some stops defensively pretty early. We muffed a punt, get a negative yards play, and it's second and goal from about the 13 or 14, and they run a route combination. We should have had cover. We blew a coverage there and gave them one there, which hurt. And then we missed a field goal right before the half. It could have been a decent game. It was 17-0 at the half, but it very easily could have been 10-3 at the half. It was tough. It was tough blocking them. They sacked us seven times. Some were offensive line's fault. Some were the quarterback holding it too long. But they could run. They were a good football team. And our guys fought, but obviously we didn't play near well enough to keep that thing close at the end.
First question is more from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Coach Huseman. Is there something that you can put your finger on that is holding back your offensive line play? A bunch of veterans, but you've had some sack issues and haven't been able to rush the ball like you wanted to, I'm sure. Thank you.
We're trying to put a finger on it. Obviously, Michigan State was tough to block. I mean, they were good. And, we missed some blocks. We had a stretch play, and it was going to be a tremendous play. And we don't get the backside linebacker. We missed him. And it's a no gain. And just the little things as we went through, it was one here, one there. It was really hard to protect. They could really run up front. They were really physical up front. But we have to get better. We have to make sure we get the ball. Quarterback gets it out of his hands to the right people at the right time. But we got to block better up front. There's no question about that.
Next question this morning from Andy Waller. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Coach. We'll try this again. Playing Delaware State this week. They're 0-2, but obviously a new coaching staff, a lot of new players. A little bit of a mystery facing a team like that. And they're obviously still developing and trying to figure things out.
Yeah, they're 0-2, we're 0-2. I think there's going to be two teams out there on Saturday that are hungry for a win and going to do anything humanly possible to get a win, however it occurs or what it takes. So they're going to be a hungry football team. I don't think there's a question about that. They've got talented players. So we're going to have to play well. We haven't played great these first two games, and we've got to play better. If we want a chance to win.
The fact that they're using two different quarterbacks, with two different skill sets, you just kind of have to prepare for both, I guess.
Yeah, no question. They've got two. They've played them both. I'm not sure if a 13 got banged up any, but it looks like they're trying to play both of them no matter what. But one's kind of a drop back guy and the other ones can run. He throws a decent ball too, and there's no question about that. But you gotta defend what you think's going to happen based on the quarterback. So that'll be part of our prep this week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Got a follow up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach Huseman, how did the Spiders get out of East Lansing physically after a tough game up there? Thank you.
Yeah, you saw Brooks Haggerty went out. Jeremiah Grant went out real early. He had a great pass rush and got held and slammed to the ground. And and kind of hurt his shoulder a little bit. They were talking he probably could have come back in the game, but they were pretty they were trying to play it safe, so he didn't come back in. And then Brooks Haggerty, you know, got hurt on that throw into the end zone. He fell on his shoulder. We'll see how he progresses this week. You know, we're hopeful for Jeremiah Brooks. We don't know. Other than that, you know, everybody else came out fine.
Next question from Sean Robinson. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. How you guys doing?
Good, Sean.
Hey, Coach, I want to talk about the playmakers. You mentioned the quarterback's got to get the ball out quickly to your playmakers. What do you like about your wide receiver group this year, especially without Josiah in the rotation?
You know, I'm not real sure what to think. I know Nick DeGennaro's playing at a high level. The rest of them are kind of a mystery right now. We haven't gotten an opportunity you know, with the ball in space, a whole lot to these guys. But, you know, right now Nick's had two good games, and he's playing at a high level. The rest of them got to come along.
Russ, you made a decision to go up with that fake punt and had some success, 20-yard play on the first down by Owen Lachlan. Talk about what went into that play and how pleased you were to see it succeed.
Well, the first time we lined up to punt, they had six guys over there, you know, well, five guys, and then two covering outside, and really they didn't have a whole lot to the backside. And so we just, you know, we saw that look. We knew our fake was there. We had to call it the right situation in the right time. I can't remember what yard line we were on. We may have been even backed up there, but, you know, you just can't let people overload and do things like that. I mean, and we kind of had a good feeling if they gave us that luck, it was going to be there and it was wide open.
Question from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Coach Huseman. It's your last game for the Spiders outside of CAA football competition. What would you like to improve on most in this game to get yourself ready for league play? Thank you.
You know, we got to get more big plays, John. We have to, like we had one, and it was a Kyle Wickersham run of 20 this past week. We got to get more chunk plays. I mean, we at least 12 to 15-yard chunk plays. And we got to protect the quarterback. I want to see us protect the quarterback better. I want to see him get the ball out of his hands quickly. Sorry, that's my phone right there. I want to see him get the ball out of his hands and go to the right people. I mean, we had some people open for some big plays against Michigan State. And, you know, part of it's coaching, part of it's, you know, Kyle. But, you know, we got opportunities for big plays. I mean, he's got to find the guy and put it on him. So I'm looking for bigger plays this week. And every week, I mean, it's just not this week. It's moving forward here.
Russ, what are you able to take away when you see your guys line up against a team like Michigan State? What are you able to find out about your team in hindsight after that?
Well, I really didn't take much away from it. We got beat 45-14. It's not a good feeling walking off the field. Really, no matter who you're playing. You know, I think, you know, just some of the things, you know, we played a bunch of people in the game, which was good, got them experience in you know, in games and in that situation. I thought, you know, our defense finished the game and fought pretty good. Towards the end, we had a scoop and score with Banks, I believe that was in the fourth quarter, and then another caused fumble that led to a touchdown. So, you know, our defense, you know, fought them pretty good. And then, you know, at the end there, offensively, we got one in.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Delaware State, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.